Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
QC Connects today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, up on me, through train, take it right across Mississippi clean.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Now people there who care a little about me and have all left the poor boy down. Hey. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a chin to the promise. People stake all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Give me Norfolk, Virginia, died 104-1009. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, call it in the poor boys on the line. He would set us at the terminal gate. A swing old chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal.
your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
You're in Norfolk, Virginia, died while it's 1409. Then the folks back home, my sister from the land calling, and the poor boy is on the line.
Welcome into Morning Mayhem. Once again, it is Christian Weaver filling in for Roger and David while they are gone to Florida. I am joined again by Trey Reed of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
What's up?
And Pigskin Preacher of the Pinnacle Church of Christ. Caleb Bagby, our part-timer, our part-time producer. Is he in there?
He's in there.
How did you enjoy your first day as producer on a show?
I am very sleepy.
You're very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
Understandable.
Well, you fit really well here, Caleb, because all the people that are listening right now are very sleepy as well. Even though Baz says, move it, move it, move it. I mean, who's moving it at 6 o'clock?
Not many. Unless you get like a workout routine.
So I drove over here this morning, Christian. I bet I hit 17 lights coming over here. Now, when you're out at 5:30 in the morning and it's still pitch black, you should not be hitting all these lights. There's
really
nobody
shouldn't.
Out.
I do wonder, do those timers on the lights stay the same throughout the entire day, or do they fluctuate?
I think they fluctuate.
They got to be fluctuated in terms of traffic. And how
because
many
at like 3 a.m., they should just stay green for the most part.
I agree. But which direction?
That's
but
true.
I had a
That's
couple
a
that a squirrel walked across the road and it triggered the light, I think. So
maybe a little earlier than we're coming in for this show.
Confession's good for the soul, Trey. Go ahead.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned in the traffic department, at least. When I get out to go, typically it's duck hunting, but it could be whatever. Mm. You know, I'm leaving the house sometimes 3:30, 4 o'clock. 4:30 in the morning, and if I hit one of those, I'm going
You're
to stop,
only
and
one
I'm going to look both
five
ways.
Miles, and if there's,
I'm
no going to
go
like
a stop
sign.
I treat it like a four-way stop. Exactly.
I got less than zero of a problem with that. I mean, I'm like, it's 3 a.m. There's no one out.
Oh. There was, and I didn't really think it was the greatest idea, but one of our state representatives introduced a bill that would allow you to do that.
Bless his heart. I'd vote for him if I knew who it was.
I think you could have some issues.
If it was wide open, I think you could have some issues. Because yeah. I think what would happen functionally is that a lot of people would just
run it.
Just keep going. There wouldn't be a slowdown and stop.
That this is Arkansas, most of them do that anyway.
That's a good point.
I've seen plenty of that. So, yeah.
We were talking a little bit before the show about just being tired after waking up so early, pretty much. And you guys both hit the wall, apparently, after yesterday.
Oh, man. I was useless all yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, 4 o'clock most days late afternoon is pretty tough for me. Tough, but I get a little groggy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But it was magnified, I think, yesterday.
Well, you know, there'll be 3 days in a row that I've been up at like 4:45. You know, yesterday, today, and then tomorrow I go drink coffee with all the old timers at church, and yeah, those dudes are awake right now. They've been up for 2 hours.
Of course,
most of them. So.
My old buddy, Steve Wildman Wilson, we have lunch once a month,
yeah.
And he always complains that as a retired guy, there's a couple of friends he has that are up early, and when he gets up, he's like, calls those one or two people because nobody else is up, you know, at 5
retired,
o'clock,
sleep in.
I think that's easier said than done. Yeah.
So there's a bunch up in Flint, Michigan that is gathering right now. They've been there for a couple of hours at Donna's Donuts on Bristol Road. Possibly the best donut shop in North America. And I take donuts seriously. These are
good donuts.
Fierce, righteous donuts. But there are dudes there at 4:30 in the morning, retired guys from the factories. They've been getting up, you know, at 4 o'clock every day for 40 years, and they get up and they go and drink coffee and eat a donut at Donna's. And I'm like, if I'm retired, I don't think I'd have a 4:30 a.m. appointment.
Not going to happen.
No.
You know, what's interesting also about this discussion, I can remember as a much younger man, the only time I saw 4:30 at the donut shop was when I was closing things down from the previous night. Now, I'm like those old guys that are at the donut shop picking up some provisions for the day at 4:30
Christian,
in the morning.
You got to listen to these two old men do old men radio because you're used to that anyway. But one of the things about being old is that you don't sleep as well as you used to anyway.
I don't sleep very good now.
Well, wait until you're our age. You won't sleep hardly at all, and you'll be looking for that 4:30 a.m. donut shop. Yeah.
So what time do you guys usually get up?
About 5:30 or so.
I'm probably between 5:30 and 6 most days.
Yeah, same. And my dogs keep looking at me like, are you going to walk us today? Are you going to walk us? I'm like, I got to go to the radio. And they don't know the radio, you know, from Shinola.
Do you usually walk them this early?
I try to when it's 115 degrees like this because it's too hot. But, yeah, we haven't been much this week a couple times. So
best to stay inside.
Yeah, it is.
Rained a little bit yesterday at least.
Well, I went out yesterday. I was over there getting something at the mall. And, you know, none of those stores open till 11. I'm like, why are you not opening a store at 10? Yeah, at 11 o'clock. I'm like, what would John Wayne say? We're burning daylight. Okay, we are burning daylight. So I'm walking around the mall. You cannot believe how many mall walkers there are. This was at McCain, I guess, but there's people walking all over the place. They're like, you know, digging a rut in the linoleum out there. And I'm like, I'm going to become a mall walker, but I don't think they let you bring dogs in there.
So. No, I don't think so. No. Unless they're a service animal.
Unless it's a service animal. I Murphy, my little 12-pound ball of hair, he has a vest that says service dog. I'm like, he's not a service dog. He's never had a job in his life. But
I wonder if you can pass that off. It's like, my dog's a service dog. And are they going to check it?
I think that folks are getting a lot more serious about it. I know, like, Edwards Food Giant, you know, I can say that because they're heavily advertised on this station. And it's my grocery store, but they've got a sign front and center when you walk in. We love animals, but only licensed, registered service. And they're like, we'll ask you to produce your papers.
Oh, okay. Get out. Wow. Yeah, that's probably what you need.
It's worded a little friendlier than that.
I figured Edwards would say, we love animals. Come to the meat section and you can see what happens to some of them. So,
yeah, I don't think we should. People should be faking service animals.
No, but people fake everything these days. I mean, good grief! The Tigers have been faking having a bullpen for the last 3 years, and I made a decision yesterday. I had an epiphany. The Tigers had a 7-0 lead in the 7th inning. This was probably Tarek Skubal's
last
start. Yeah. They're going to trade him. They got to trade him. He wants $500 million.
Ooh.
He's had two arm surgeries. I would not tie up $500 million in any pitcher.
Seems risky.
Particularly one who's injury prone. So they take him out because they can't wait to take him out because you got to keep him fresh for the next team that he's going to pitch for next year or next month. So they go to the bullpen. They blow a 7-0 lead. Yeah. And I'm like, I looked at my people and I said, this is it. I'm not watching another inning of these losers all year.
So officially, as of July
I'm done.
29th, Pigskin is done.
Baseball's over. I'm going to watch good teams. I'm not watching Detroit anymore. Those losers.
Weren't you officially done like last week too, though?
Yes, I was. But they won 14-0, and they brought me back. And then they were winning 7-0. As I said, they had scored 21 consecutive runs, and they lost. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't. You know, it's bad enough that the Hogs might go 3-9 again. I mean, I got enough losing in the ether around here. I don't need to start.
Funny you should mention that. I don't know which show it was yesterday, but it was after we were on, and there was discussion about, I guess somebody wrote an article yesterday about predicting what the reality of the season might be, and same as we heard yesterday morning, a lot of fans calling in saying, come on, don't be so negative.
I don't, not being negative, I'm being real.
I've never sensed Christian being negative about anything. He's just
neutral.
Christian. He's neutral and he tells the truth. He's a truth teller.
I think I'm a fan of teams, but I'm not clouded by my fandom usually.
That makes you unusual because most people are. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I hope they go to the college football playoff.
Well, Bobby Joe is out there in Lone Oak right now, and he's probably going to call in, and he's going to say, "Hey, Pigskin, I'm telling you right now, Hogs going to go 10-2 this year." And I think Bobby Joe believes that because he's an
optimist.
It's
possible that he's dyslexic and he's seeing the numbers backwards.
That could be. You hear that, Bobby Joe? Christian just called you dyslexic, so you better call in and disprove him.
We have a caller that calls in, and he's called in multiple times talking about the Utah game, thinking that Arkansas is going to win the Utah game. And while it's certainly possible, definitely not probable.
Well, we've played out there a couple of times. I've been to the stadium. I've been to the campus. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. That's a hard place to win. They'll have 55,000, and these are partisans. These dudes get after it. They're aggressive. It's loud. It's at altitude. It's
you have
night.
Been to a game there at?
I wasn't at the game, but I was at the stadium.
I
was
gotcha.
At, yeah, but I Harbaugh's first game when he coached Michigan was there, and they beat us, and that was. I mean, he was 10-3 that year with no quarterback, but Utah's good. I mean,
they're perennially pretty good.
They almost never under Whittingham, and I'm assuming it's going to be the
Morgan
same
Scally.
Thing with Morgan Scally. Baz is contractually obligated to say Broyles Award nominee Morgan Scally, but he's going to probably do the same thing. But they run the ball. They utilize the tight ends. They tackle people. They're physical. I'm hoping Michigan plays like that now that they got their OnlyFans texting coach moved on down the road. We got an adult running things again. But Utah's tough. You can beat them, but they don't beat themselves. And, you know, the way Hogs are these days, we just keep handing
people games.
We usually beat ourselves.
This is a new era. Maybe Ryan Silverfield's teams don't
beat
themselves.
If the coach can cut down on stupid penalties and not turn the ball over, they could win 3 or 4 more games just by that alone. I hope they do. But
remember Scott Fountain?
Who?
Scott Fountain. The special teams coach at Arkansas.
Oh, that's the guy. They had that thing that they played on SportsCenter all the time when the guy was and everybody stopped and he took off.
No. That was Chad Morris era.
That was in
Scott
the
Fountain was the special teams coordinator underneath Sam Pittman the entire time. And not one time did you see Arkansas special teams be like actually good. And multiple times we had to call timeouts, or at least once.
I do remember that. That was a bad look. Bad look.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how this happened.
Now, speaking of the Hogs, did you see the big news that came out yesterday? Billy Ray Smith Jr.
I saw that.
Passed away.
Yeah.
I did not.
64
man.
Years old. First thing I'm thinking is, one, he's almost same age as me, and that's not that old. Well, it is, but. And I thought, I didn't know he'd been sick. Well, apparently he had CTE and dementia. And, you know, Basil had him on the show a couple of years ago. He'd call in and.
I think the family released a statement. They said, you know, dementia brought on by CTE pretty much.
Yeah, that CTE is just brutal. I mean, we forget sometimes in our fandom, you know, we love watching the games, love watching football. Those cats are paying a heavy price for that, man.
No doubt. That's why they're trying to add in all the. Sit guardrails for stuff.
You know, and I get the fact we were griping yesterday. I don't like what they've done to the kickoffs at any of the levels. But if it keeps something like that from happening, I guess we can put up with it.
Yeah. The guardrails are important for protecting our players. Because if we were playing the sport like it was played in the 70s or 80s, they probably would have outlawed this thing by now.
Oh, I have no doubt, yeah.
Go back 100 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt loved football so much, he had to step in, and they had to enact those reforms. People were dropping dead. They were getting killed on the field.
Yeah, they were helmets.
We can't have fatalities this. Per season.
We can't have all these Harvard guys dropping dead on the field because they're going to be congressmen in a couple of years. So stop this stuff. And they stopped the flying wedge and some of the other things that they had going.
Speaking of Teddy Roosevelt, did you see or did you know that like after his presidency, he went on an Amazon excursion and almost died on it?
I did.
Yep.
This is also the same dude was making a campaign speech. A guy comes up, shoots him. He's got the bullet in his chest, and he goes on and finishes the speech.
Yeah.
That's a bad man right there. That's a bad man.
And really, from my perspective, the father of conservation
in
the United States.
Basically, before he showed up, we didn't have national parks or any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And he's really responsible for the formation of state fish and wildlife agencies. Awesome. He held a president's conference and invited people from all the states. And they came back and set up organizations like the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
I had
to get the plug in, right?
Today on the show, if you have questions for Trey Reed, it's not his usual day where his he takes questions the entire show, but we'll still take them. And
I'm here, baby.
And it'll be mostly us the entire show. We got Melinda Mayo in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to do our Hawks Home movie review on Raising Arizona. We all watched it.
I could barely sleep. I was so excited. I'm very excited about Raising Arizona.
We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Moore is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. His flight did not get in until 1 a.m. this morning.
Woo. Oh man,
he texted me, so I appreciate him texting me on that. We'll be back in just a second.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon. Still kind of hot, high of 94, maybe heat index values reaching 105, so there is a heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, everything's quiet, partly cloudy with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Arkansas Brides, make your wedding show experience unforgettable with a VIP ticket. Join us Sunday, August 23rd at the State House Convention Center for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show. VIP guests receive an exclusive bride t-shirt, tote bag, custom labels, special swag, reserved seating, and early access to the show. These limited VIP tickets are available now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. Start planning your dream day with Arkansas wedding experts all in one place.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler, happening now at Cabin Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabin Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabinOutdoors.com.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute.
My grandfather told me a story about Al Green one time. It was probably a day much like it has been the last few days where it was extremely hot in Arkansas, and they happened to be on the same plane flying into Little Rock, I believe, and Al Green had probably been somewhere that was much cooler, and when he stepped outside, he said, "Damn, so hot." Pretty much. That was the story.
That's a pretty good story. So Al Green, they say, in his church in Memphis, he'll get up there and preach for a little bit, and then he just gives up on that and just starts singing. And you know what?
Well, I'd rather hear that.
I'd kind of rather hear Al sing.
Might get through
preach.
To people a little better
so
that way.
So my co-minister, John Phillips, John is a black man, and John's always wincing anytime I start singing anything. He's like, You don't need
Sid. Well, I was about to ask, have you ever employed this technique?
Oh, all the time. I said, John, I said, if you would shut up and quit giving me a hard time about singing, I'd probably quit singing. I'm mostly doing this because I know
you're agging
annoys
him on,
you.
Right?
You're daring me.
Challenge me.
Bluff me. Exactly. So, yeah, you almost have to.
I know a couple of people who have been over to attend a service years ago at Al's church in Memphis. Pretty cool.
Mm.
I mean, he's like this, maybe not international superstar,
no,
but
I think that fits.
Is that fair?
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
And he's still preaching on Sundays.
So this is a funny
or
thing.
Or was. I don't think he is anymore.
In terms of just like a rock star for people showing up to hear the guy teach, Jimmy Carter taught a Bible class at his Baptist church in Plains, Georgia forever. I mean, like until a couple years before he finally died. And they said, this is funny, people would come in and they'd want to hear the Bible class. Well, as soon as the Bible class was over and they go to the worship service, everybody would leave. So they got this thing. If you come in as a tourist and you want to hear him teach his Bible class, you have to stay for the whole thing.
You got to go to the service.
And I'm like, imagine you're the preacher up there and like all these people, all you see are disappointed faces. Like, I just wanted to hear Jimmy Carter. So I didn't want to hear you.
The analogy is, you go to see the opening act and leave before the headliner plays, you know?
Which I've done before.
I'm sure we all have it.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Opening acts, man. Generally the bane of my existence for years and years. But, you never know. Once in a while, they'll throw a good one in there.
We had a question on the text line yesterday, and I think we've asked you this before, but they asked, has Pigskin Preacher ever ended a sermon early so he could catch a sporting event?
No, I never really have. Now, I get up and say what I'm going to say, and sometimes it might only be, 15, 18 minutes. I hardly ever preach less than 20 minutes, but it's usually somewhere between 20 and 25 or so. You could set your watch by me, but these preachers that get up and go for 45 minutes, I'm like, you can't do that in 2026. Nobody's got the attention span
spans are shorter, yeah.
And, I don't think I'm fascinating. I'm not, completely boring. I'm somewhere in the middle. But all these preachers that think they're interesting enough to hold everybody's attention forever, they're not.
Imagine Baz at a church where they're preaching for 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you think there'd be a little bit of fidgeting.
Baz has been to Pinnacle with us to go to church several times. And the first time he came over, he goes, hey, what's that deal with communion? I said, what are you talking about? No, I said, communion. I said, no, not that. He said, it's all that dead air. After you guys have the prayer and then they give you the bread and then they have the wine and all that, he said, then there's just dead air. He said, someone should get up and do something. They should like sing or juggle or dance or something.
A moment of silence,
I'm like, David, this is a moment of reflection, of silent meditation. I said, that's a good thing. He said, in radio, we call that dead air. I said, well, boy, this ain't radio. So this is church and it's a little bit different.
Yeah, reflection, a time
reflection.
For reflection.
Yeah, solemnity. You could think about all the people that you, did wrong the previous week. And Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do better next week. Help me out.
It's almost like meditation, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I went to a monastery in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. And I mean, this was the middle of nowhere. We get there. One of the monks gets up and he leads a prayer and then he reads a scripture. And then we sat on stone benches for 45 minutes, completely silent. Nobody said a word. Have you ever sat there in quiet contemplation for 45 minutes? That's your mind
only on a deer stand.
It is crazy. Okay. Yeah. At least they do that in Arkansas, but you got a gun and you have the promise of shooting something.
True.
We were just sitting there thinking about, I wonder if God loves us. And you think God, do you think God's as sick of us as we're sick of each other? So, a lot of things, but, I like the quiet part. I think
our society, our world could use a little bit more of that sit down, quiet, think about things.
No question. Yeah. No question.
Yeah, we need more time for reflection in the world.
Yes, sir.
I think with me mentioning Baz, it's finally time for us to get into the Odyssey, which Pigskin Preacher has seen and I have seen, and I loved it. and Baz did not. And part of the reason that Baz, did not like it is it was too long.
Well, there's no car chases, and they didn't have a bunch of They didn't have a bunch of songs from the 70s on the soundtrack.
They didn't break out in song, like
which is pretty popular these days for films to be anachronistic and
Elvis a few years ago.
Yeah.
So my two sons are 36 and 33. So we gave them a pretty good musical education. They knew a little bit of everything in growing up.
Yeah.
But they would pull songs like, I know that song. I'm like, how do you know this song? Weird Al did it. Baz is like that with the Guardians of the Galaxy thing. There'll be a good song and he'll know the song. I'm like, man, I'm impressed, David. You knew that song. I was in Guardians of the Galaxy. So he likes those soundtracks. So maybe if Christopher Nolan could have had Odysseus, talking.
Selling to Brandy.
Brandy. What a fine girl. Okay. When he was
Penelope, what a fine girl.
Thank you. Exactly. So, Baz is a multimedia type. So, but I thought it was really good.
It was really good. I think some of the complaints for Baz, almost all the complaints that Baz thrown where I didn't find legitimate. What do you mean a movie's too long? It was too long for you because you didn't necessarily enjoy the movie. But if you enjoy the movie, the length doesn't necessarily matter. Lawrence of Arabia is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's 3 hours and 40 minutes long.
Yep.
I love it.
Django Unchained goes on forever, but I break it into parts. But I especially like the part where they show up and Don Johnson is mean-mouthing them. And that's probably my favorite part. And,
Goodfellas, another one.
Goodfellas goes on forever. Yeah. Yes,
and that's the nature of epics. And we don't really make epics in Hollywood anymore.
No.
But The Odyssey is the epic. So
it's the OG epic,
and it's relatively, it could have been two movies. It could have been five hours long.
You know who I thought was pretty good, and I never liked the guy before, but I came away with grudging admiration for his performance in this, was the guy that played one of the suitors, the kid from all the vampire movies.
Oh, I love Robert Pattinson. I think he's really good.
Pattinson was a good villain, man. I wanted to go and smack him through the screen, even though that was impossible.
So he's a good actor. He got a bad rap because he was in the Twilight movies, but he was in Good Time, which was one of the Safdie's movies who made Uncut Gems. And he was in Tenet, another Christopher Nolan movie. He's in five movies this year.
Five movies?
Five movies.
Man, that's a busy young man.
He's in The Odyssey along with Zendaya. He's also in The Drama, which also has Zendaya. And he's in Dune 3, which also has Zendaya. So they are in three movies together this year.
And a pattern evolving.
Girl has got something kind of magical about her. And I can't really figure out what it is. She's really cute, obviously. But she's just got this ethereal sense to her. She's like above the fray and all that. I mean, it's not for nothing that they had the girl playing Athena. Mm-hmm. She's playing a goddess in there. And that would be a daunting task.
To use a word that's big with the kids these days, she has
aura.
Aura. Thank you, Ryan. I know I have aura. I can recite all of the notorious B.I.G. lyrics. I'm like, that's probably not a great proof of aura. Yes. But,
so the other two.
I love
two,
it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah, hypnotize me. But the other two movies that Robert Pattinson are in, he's in Here Comes the Flood, which is a Netflix movie that has Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh.
And he is in Primetime, which is the Chris Hansen story. He's playing Chris Hansen this year.
As in Catch a Predator guy?
Chris Hansen.
They're doing a movie about that?
Yeah, which I imagine they're going to take the angle of maybe this show wasn't very good because I think it was setting people up and taking advantage of people and all kinds of stuff.
Shocking.
But I think there was some bad undertones to that show.
Listen, that's gonna bring back bad memories for me. Back when McDonald's did that Monopoly thing and everybody's trying to win $1 million.
Did you ever watch McMillions?
I did, and the mob McMillions was running this, and it was a scam. You know that?
Yeah.
When you were trying to get the pieces at McDonald's, the mob was completely behind this, and it was all rigged, the whole thing.
The whole thing was rigged.
Was rigged.
Do you have Max?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah, watch the McMillions documentary. It's
okay.
Good.
It was pretty entertaining. I'm a huge documentary fan, so you don't have to twist my arm.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny too.
That's all I needed, Trey, was another reason to be cynical about contests and games and other things like this.
Have you seen along the same lines, different, but Pepsi, Where's My Jet, which is a Netflix
movie. I watched that.
Pepsi did some marketing campaign. You can win, you know, a month's supply of Pepsi, or
it's basically rewards. If you buy so many Pepsi, you can earn up points.
This wasn't the thing they were doing with Yoda, was it? Like you look on the bottom of the cab.
I don't think so.
Okay, but essentially, you like proofs of purchase you had to collect, and if you had so many, they would give you like an F-14 or something like that. Well, this guy, I mean, it was supposed to be
unattainable.
It was a joke, right? You know, nobody's going to buy this much Pepsi. This guy figured out what it would cost. I mean, like renting warehouse space, you know, the equipment to move these cases of Pepsi around. And by God, he had enough to get the jet. And they were like, well, it's a joke. And he said, no, I want my jet.
There was no fine print. Yeah. There was no fine print. He wants his jet, so. Yeah, it was a pretty good doc.
So a good year for Pattinson then. But I thought he was good as the villain. He was a good villain.
He was. He played a weasel very well.
He was a great weasel.
I do movie reviews for every movie that I watched on Letterboxd. The link is on my Twitter if anybody wants to look at those. But I also did a movie review for Raising Arizona.
Nice.
But this is a shameless plug on my Letterboxd because anyone that watches movies, I'd love to talk with them about it. This was my movie review. A great adaptation to the modern times of a foundational text that we all pretty much know the story of. A few changes were made to the story, but all seemed like the right one to make. Making Odysseus more human and relatable is a good thing. This is an adaptation of a poem from 3,000 years ago that was in turn a written down version of a story that was told orally for over 400 years before that.
Wow.
The story was changed and altered countless times before it was ever written down. That's how oral tradition works. So it fits to change it just a little bit. It's also strangely a perfect follow-up to Oppenheimer, where Oppenheimer was about a man that was conflicted and wasn't necessarily happy with the choices he made.
That's a great connection.
Unleashing.
Because he was haunted for the rest of his life that he had unleashed forces that you could not put back in the box. And it really bothered him about that. And you remember what he said when he saw the initial detonation.
So I have become death.
I have become death. The destroyer of worlds. He was quoting the Bhagavad Gita. Wow. Yeah. I didn't hear Fauci quoting the Bhagavad Gita yesterday or anything. I would like to plead the fifth. What color tie are you wearing? I'd like to plead the fifth.
So part of what made The Odyssey great is, and if you love movies, you'll appreciate stuff like this. A lot of it's not CGI. They're really out on the water. They're not on the tank in some studio.
Mm-hmm.
They're really in a cave, and the Cyclops is a big puppet or animatronic. It's it's not CGI, although you can't tell it's a puppet.
My wife had a wonderful observation about that. I said, what about the Cyclops, man? You know, he's like trying to catch people and eat them and all this. She said, yeah. And his eye was sideways. So he's only got one
freaky
eye, and even the eye is kind of askance. So, she noticed that. I did, too.
Another one of the practical effects was, you know, when the men are eating and they turn into an animal, pretty much.
Yeah, Cersei.
Animatronics that she could form as they were basically eating. It wasn't CGI.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that movie was based obviously on The Odyssey, you know, hence the but there was it was kind of like a prequel of sorts, if you will. The movie Troy was based on the Iliad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty good. I mean, nobody went crazy, but I thought Pitt was great in it. And you know, who was the little weasel? Orlando Bloom that played the Pattinson role. But and Eric Bana was good. But so, I like those epics, man. Those are great.
Of people don't know that the Iliad and the Odyssey are actually two parts of an 8-part series.
What happened to the rest of it?
The only problem is
we don't know
the other six have been lost to history.
Exactly.
Those were the only two that have ever been written down.
Those are two pretty good stories.
Yeah. A lot of people think the fall of Troy and like the death of Achilles and stuff is in the Iliad. It's not. It's not in the Iliad.
Right.
It's actually in two books that follow the Iliad, pretty much. But we know sort of the gist of some of the stories of the other books, so we kind of tack it on to the Iliad.
So, Trey, I'm kind of nervous, a little bit skittish even, about giving away any plot spoilers about movies. Because for 20-something years, Acri's been yelling at me that I gave away the ending of Million Dollar Baby 2 days after it debuted.
I've heard this, I've heard this discussion once or twice.
So I try not to say what happened. You know, this happened, this happened. But there was some stuff in this that happened that was pretty fascinating.
Well, how do you spoil the Odyssey? Like, doesn't everyone pretty much know the story at this point?
Yeah, it's been around 3,000 years.
It's your fault if you don't know the story of the Odyssey.
Based on your review, and if you can do so without, committing the crime of spoiling the outcome, but as you said, we all know the outcome of the Odyssey, but what are some of those changes, those adaptations that you thought worked?
There's some stuff that's omitted, like when Odysseus is in the cave with the Cyclops in the poem. There's basically a pun on his name being Odyssey, or he says his name is Odyssey, which means nobody in Greek, but it doesn't translate to English that well.
Right.
In the poem, he says, my name's nobody. So then when they attack him, the rest of the Cyclops ask, what's wrong? Or who's attacking you? And he says, nobody's attacking me. So then they don't come and help the Cyclops. It's like a pun on words, pretty much. There's stuff like that. We don't actually see any gods except for Athena. I think you actually see Hermes and a few others in the original Odyssey, if I remember
correctly.
And the
whole story is basically predicated on these things are all happening because they angered the gods. Yeah. It's the wrath of the gods. Sure. So that's kind of how they...
There's a few omissions, and then the casting choices where people were bagging on the casting choices. It worked out. Everybody did well.
I thought the cast was good. I didn't see any clunky performances.
I didn't either. And people complaining about Helen of Troy being black or something. It's like,
I think you know why they're complaining about that. It's kind of like the Bridgerton thing. You know, if you saw that, it's like, the British royal family, they were all black. It's like, they weren't black. Well, of course they weren't black, but, you know.
It's like, do you get mad when we do a Shakespeare adaptation and they change that's the same thing.
Denzel played
Macbeth a couple years ago.
Yeah, I like that. So.
I was going to say about the Odyssey, people have been complaining about movies not sticking to the script of the book for as long as they've been making movies.
Right.
So
pretty much.
I guess that's part
of the reason why I was talking about this movie being part of oral tradition. This story has changed so many times over the years before it was ever written down.
That's right.
It makes sense to just change it a little bit. It's in line with the story pretty much.
Right.
But yeah, I recommend people go see it.
It's a good movie. 3 hours that you will be glad that you invested. It's an epic and it's good. It's going to win some awards.
It will for sure win awards.
It will.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah.
And I think the last hour is probably the best thing no one's ever done.
Nice.
Like when you actually see the fall of Troy, it's pretty amazing.
And that was Odysseus was he was tormented by guilt that he tricked those guys. You know, he didn't live up to his own code. He was
it goes against Zeus's law.
Goes against the law of Zeus. So yeah, that's
Well, okay. That's enough Odyssey talk. I think we're on the right side of history and Baz is probably on the wrong side of history.
Well, those guys usually are, so that's all right. We love them in spite of that.
We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit of sports on the next one. Where the days are longer, the nights are
stronger than moonshine. Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000. Off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The United States has been in the grip of World Cup fever recently as the soccer epicenter of the world came to North America. Record crowds, raucous celebrations, and a good run to the final 16 for the American squad made it a great tournament. Watching foreign visitors go gaga over barbecue, free chips and salsa, and endless refills reminds us all that there is more that we have in common than the things that might separate us. It's too bad these folks didn't have games in the natural state, because they would have loved Doubleby's. Breakfast Sammy's, Chester's Chicken, Big Rock Pizza, and amazing snacky treats would have made them fall in love with Arkansas. Doubleby's is America's best-kept secret. Help get the word out, because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric of a Justin Moore song, brought to you by Hagen's Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of Ram trucks ready to roll with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Shop online at HagensDCMotors.com.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4. With the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. With locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
I usually play this song about halfway through the Arkansas football season.
The thrill is gone. Just gone away.
I just like the song, so I'm playing it.
Oh, man.
A lot of feedback we got. Some people like our movie talk. Some people don't. One person said yawn. The other person said loving the show this morning. What do we have to do to get you your own show? That's another one. But texture from the 501 says, morning, fellas. Great to have you three back on. Love the show yesterday. Y'all keep up the good work. Mayhem will be back with the nonsense. Glad y'all let each other talk. This person said, I'm trying to pull it up. Yeah, I alluded to this. They said bards would travel Greece and recite things like the Odyssey, the Iliad, Sappho, and everything. I haven't seen the movie yet, but studied the poem extensively in school. I'm enjoying this morning just like yesterday. So, yeah, like I said, they were oral history.
Sure.
And, you know, you told these around fires and stuff like that. And if a part of the story didn't work, then they would change it.
Change it.
To make it work.
Altered it.
That's how it worked.
Speaking of bards and troubadours and buskers and those things, you saw the tragic death of Glenn Hansard yesterday. The Irish singer, 56 years old, died in a motorcycle crash in Dublin. Man, I hate to see that. That movie Once he was in, that was really good.
Yeah. Who is this?
Glenn Hansard.
I don't know if I'm familiar.
He did that Falling Slowly. It won the best song in the Oscars that year.
What movie was it for?
Once. That was
never
the
seen
name.
It.
You haven't seen Mm-mm. Once? Mm-mm. Oh, you got to watch it. Especially now that he's dead, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the various feedback we've gotten, some love us, some don't.
It's not going to be for everybody.
Text from one David Basil yesterday. Apparently the word has gotten to Florida
that we
might have been, as he put it, bagging on them.
Oh, please. All I said was an 18-year-old Basil would be a prize conquest down in Key West. All I said, David. That's it. That's the truth.
And Mama Bass actually texted you during the show and said it was going well.
Mama Bass loved the show. Yeah. So he got to take that up with Mama Bass. Yeah. That's right.
We were making fun of them quite a bit.
Well, I make fun of them when I'm in here.
But
in person.
Yeah. We weren't doing anything we wouldn't do to their face pretty much.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
But I was promised that a turnabout would occur when they're back. Don't forget, we'll be back.
This texter said, the nerd alert is going off like crazy. Yes,
that's actually funny.
Jake says, best work no one has ever done. Bold statement, Wizard. I said the last hour was the best work that no one has ever done. I don't necessarily, I think I have it second. I ranked the Nolan's movies. I've seen them all. But it's second on my Nolan movies.
You know why I think I like the ending so much? Damon did such a good job of conveying exhaustion. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the older I get, I feel exhausted most of the time. I'm like, I'm tired. I mean, you know, he's 55. Yeah. So, you know, you get in your 50s. You're not, you know, 20 anymore.
One of the complaints that Baz said is like, why did we get Damon for Odysseus? Shouldn't he have been this big Jack guy? He's like, well, he's been away for 20 years. Like, I mean.
No, he was great.
he's supposed to be old.
The physical condition of the man.
He looked great.
He looked remarkable for 55. Yeah. I mean, man.
This person said, if Roger ever gets remote access to Nerdware while he's gone, you're in trouble. Yeah, that's true. Texter from the 501 says, there's generally a fraction of truth in myth. That's true. They were trying to rationalize things that they didn't quite understand.
That is a great observation. I'm going to go at the break here. I'm going to go write that on the bathroom wall. That's good.
There's a reason that every culture pretty much has a flood myth. There was probably a flood at some point.
Gilgamesh. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
So there is a fraction of truth, but we kind of lose it over the years.
Well, keep in mind, Christian, there's a fraction of truth on Morning Mayhem. You just got to dig to find it.
Yes.
Truth and fiction.
On the other side, we may continue with movie reviews and talk about our Hawks home movie review, which is Raising Arizona.
I can't wait.
I got a lot of fun facts on it. It's going to be really good. You want to have a good time. Just give me a call. Stop me now.
Good time. Stop. Yeah, now. Good time. I don't want to stop at all. Yeah, I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals.